Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about the fact that Jesus laid His life down for you and for me. We looked at a whole lot of stuff and what it means, and we thank God for this glorious, loving Savior who laid His life down for each and every one of us. And I want to pick it up again today where we left off yesterday. Let's continue in the word of faith and the truth of God's word.
Listen to what Jesus says here. He's going to give you the power to tread on serpents, power to tread on scorpions, and power over all of the power of the enemy. The enemy can't beat you. There it is. There you go. And nothing. What does nothing leave out? Nothing leaves out nothing. Does that mean everything is included in nothing? Well, what is everything that nothing is going to protect you from? Sickness, disaster, lack and want, all kinds of fear, all kinds of doubt. Nothing shall by any means, my God, can you make it any clearer? Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Amen. Jesus said it. You better believe it. That's all there is to it. You believe it and you can walk in that. And Jesus replies those same words, Mark 16, almost verbatim. After He resurrected, what did He say? He said, those that hear about Me and believe and are baptized will have power. He said, in My name. Whose name?
Jesus.
What's His name?
Jesus.
Say, what's His name?
Jesus.
You see, when you say that loud enough, demons run if there's any in your mouth. What's His name?
Jesus.
Say it one more time loud.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
He says, in My name, you will cast out devils. Did He say that?
Yes.
Oh, you're joking. You're just joshing. You're fooling me. You're pulling the wool over my eyes. You're lying. I'm a man, not. I'm God. I cannot lie. If He said it, then you can do it.
Amen.
If He said it, Mike, you can do it. Now, if I don't do it, it's not because it's on Him. It's because it's on me. And I've got to locate myself. How much do I really believe? Oh, we stand, we sing the songs. All things are possible to him that believes and only believe. We sing the songs. We can act the act. We can talk the walk. But when it comes down to push, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? We've got to get to that place where this is real. I'm preaching to me today. I am preaching to me right now. Do you know that? I'm getting a word here in my spirit. Because there's an attack that's trying to get in. And I'm saying, no, devil. I have authority over you. You are going down. And the rock you tried to roll on me has made a U-turn. It's coming back. Duck. Yeah. I'm not joking. God said, love your enemies. He didn't say love devils. Oh, my God. Love your enemies. Love those that abuse you and use you. But He didn't say love devils. I don't counsel demons. I don't negotiate with demons. And I don't fear demons. Oh, you're looking for trouble. You know, Kenneth Hagin one day, just before he went out to preach, and I've told you this many times, just before he went out to preach to 3,000 people in his church or whatever it was, some people of his leadership came and told him, oh, there's a whole bunch out to preach here, and they're going to put a curse on you during the service. And he said, I double dog dare them. That's the attitude that we need. He just told me nothing of the devil. He said, in my name, you'll cast out devils. I don't negotiate with devils. I cast them out. And if they don't want to come out, I kick them out. The person that's carrying it. Because let me tell you what, a lot of people like the demon. Familiar spirits. Have you heard of familiar spirits? They've dealt with it from childhood growing up. They're used to getting their way. And they're used to doing it one way. And manipulation. And they manipulate, and that becomes very bad in a person's life when they stop manipulating, getting to get their own way, because the Bible says that's witchcraft. When you try to control someone else, it's witchcraft, family. That's demon. I don't know why I'm on this today, but I might as well just bring it. Right? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's demonic. But he said, love your enemies. Don't love devils. I will not counsel a devil. If a person has a demon and they really want to get rid of it and they're trying their best and they come to me, I'll do everything to help them get rid of that thing. But they've got to want it to go. They've got to renounce that thing. And if they don't, if they go back to it immediately and immediately back, and they keep using that, don't come through the door. I've got a list of names that we're keeping people out the doors. You don't know that. I'll protect you from demons. I'll protect you from gossip. You want to gossip about him or her or that? You come tell me, you want to tell me something about Anna Marie? I'll say, okay, before you tell me, Anna Marie, come here please. So-and-so wants to tell me something. You know how quick they'll stop talking to you? You know how quick they'll start telling you their stories? Like that. And listen, let me tell you something else. Just take this from... and locate yourself, okay? If you find that people, they just come to me, they just tell me all the time, the problem's with you, not them. The problem is in you. Instead of saying, shut up, and how dare you talk about my pastor? How dare you talk about that person? How dare you do that kind of stuff? But they keep coming, you got the issue. And you love it. And then those are the same people, when you go to pray, let's pray for the pastor. I think he's got an alcohol problem. But you know, this is just amongst us. Let's pray for him. You lying demon. In my name, you will cast out devils. Devils. In my name, you'll pray in other tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly language. In my name, you'll pick up serpents. In my name, you'll take scorpions. In my name, if you drink something poisonous, it won't harm you. In my name, the power you carry, my God. In my name, you will lay hands on the sick, and they will. Every one of you that I've prayed for, you've recovered. Amen. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you. Now it's up to you to grab a hold of this stuff and suck it up, buttercup. The Passion Translation says it this way. Now you understand that I've imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. You'll trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. My God. That one is Luke 10:19. Read it again. Take a picture of the Passion Translation. Most of you don't have that translation. Take a photograph of it. Read it. I'll read it again. Now you understand that I have imparted to you, this is Jesus telling you, all my authority to trample over his now kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. No man and no demon in hell can take your life from you lest you lay it down. No man and no demon can take your health from you lest you lay it down. No man and no demon can take your finances from you unless you lay it down. You know who lays it down? Those who sing the song. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Yeah. Those who say, well, God is sovereign. If he wants me to have the money, if he wants me healed, he wants you. He wants you. Read the will of God. The will of God is the word of God. I get passionate about this because it's so true, and I just want us to learn to love him and honor him. And oh my God, no man, no demon can take your peace lest you lay it down. No man and no demon can take your joy lest you lay it down. No man and no demon can steal your sanity lest you lay it down. Poverty cannot overtake you unless you lay your promises of prosperity down. I'm talking from the Word of God. You can read everything I'm talking to you about, and you will get this in your head, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and you'll speak it out of your mouth and you'll walk in it. You will walk in it. Refuse not to walk in it. You got to make a decision. I refuse to be sick any longer. I refuse to be broken another day in my life. I refuse that my joy is taken away. Get some tenacity. Get some chutzpah. Stand up and take what's yours. God Almighty, what he did to get it to us. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No one can take your health unless you lay down the promises of healing. Drugs and alcohol cannot rule you unless you lay your authority down. No man and no demon can steal your salvation lest you lay it down. You and you alone lay down your life. This doesn't mean that attacks won't come. They certainly will, but you pick up your authority and you smash that thing over the head. My God. Just look at the life of Jesus. People tried to kill him. They tried to kill him. How many times? You think when he went to the cross, it was the first time they were trying to kill him? The demons were after him from day one. From his birth, they tried to kill him. Before his birth, they tried to kill him. Kill all the two-year-olds. Kill all of Pharaoh's seed. Kill all the eight children under this age. Kill him, kill him, kill him. They were after the seed because God said to the devil in Genesis 3, right in the beginning, he said, listen, dude, what you've done and caused this curse in the earth, and you've caused sickness and disease and poison and all that stuff, because you've done that, her seed, the woman you deceived, her seed, actually the man was deceived, she wasn't, her seed is going to bruise your heel, and it's going to bruise your head, and you're going to bruise his heel. Her seed, woman don't got seed. Woman got seed after man impregnate woman. The seed comes from the man. The seed he was talking about was the Holy Spirit who put the seed in Mary the Virgin. And now the devil heard it right there. And from that day on, he was after Jesus Christ, looking for him. Kill all the babies. Kill these ones. Kill those ones. Think about it. And then Jesus was born in a manger, in a stable. The reason was because everyone could get to him. Everyone could get to him that low. If he was born in a palace, it would have been a problem. My God. They were trying to kill him. They tried to throw him off a cliff. He said, no, not my time. I'm not giving up my life yet. They tried to stone him to death. He said, nope, I choose not to lay my life down at this time. Even Satan tried to kill him in the wilderness. There's a picture that'll come up. But Jesus chose not to lay down his life at that time. In the wilderness, he was standing there. Laura, let the picture up, please. He was standing on that cliff, and the devil said to him, throw yourself off this cliff if you're the Son of God. For he's written in his word, he's quoting scripture, the devil. How many Jezebels quote scripture to you? How many demons walking around out there quote scripture to you? You better recognize the spirit you're dealing with. I'm telling you, and there's a lot of it rampant right now.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to christfamilychurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join our 10 a.m. services located at